Oh, it's Jim Mays.
Good evening. My name is Oscar from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. We would like to include your opinion. It's about 3 minutes long. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
A Republican.
Republican. Thank you, sir. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you always vote? Most of the time, some of the time, or rarely, or never?
I think, if I understood correct, your question, we always vote.
Always. Thank you. Do you recognize the name of Ron DeSantis? And if you do, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I'm sorry. I'll say that a little slower. Who are you asking?
Yes. Ron DeSantis.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Donald Trump. Favorable or unfavorable? Donald Trump.
Paul Donald Trump, unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. Rick Scott.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Rick Scott.
Oh, Rick Scott? Well,
yes.
Okay. Was neutral
an option? Yes. Favorable, unfavorable?
So it's either favorable or unfavorable?
Well, you can, I mean, if you have no opinion as well, you can tell me.
If I have to say something, I'll say unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. Do you recognize the name of Keith Gross? G-R-O-S-S. Keith Gross.
No, I do not.
Don't recognize the name. Okay, let's move on then. Thank you. If the 2024 Republican primary elections for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Well, since I've never heard of Gross, I would vote for Scott.
Scott, thank you, sir. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Ask that again. I apologize. I'm just having trouble hearing you on the cell phone. Say, ask that question again.
Yes. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Oh, somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator? Approve or disapprove?
Well, let's see. Can I have a no opinion?
I mean, if you don't have an answer, it's preferable, yes.
Yeah, if it's one or the other, disapprove.
Disapprove, very well. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
Oh, okay. You'll have to ask that question slower.
Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
I don't know anything about it, so I'd say no opinion.
Okay, very well. We'll enter. You have not sure. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
It's stupid. I guess disapprove.
Disapprove. Okay, very well. Almost done, sir. During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security.
I'm having trouble when you ask a long question like that. I really can't give an intelligent answer.
Very well. Please listen to the last part, which is the heart of the question. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cause Social Security as the reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
Again, I can't really hear the question, so I have no opinion.
No, okay. Actually, that the option that we have is more likely to vote for Scott, less likely to vote for Scott, have no effect on your vote.
In terms, in the election against this person Gross, who I've never heard of, is that?
No, yes. I will repeat the whole question because it's involved. The whole thing is involved. He said during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races, most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
Well, there's nuances. So, no, I'll still vote for him again, but that was stupid, that what he said.
So in this case, you would be more likely to vote for him. Would that be correct?
I suppose, yes.
Thank you. Almost done, sir. Finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Well, I vote for Scott because I've never heard of Gross.
Correct. All right, sir. Just repeating the questions from the beginning to make sure you haven't changed your mind. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat support of Scott.
Somewhat support. Thank you. And what is your age, please?
I'm 80.
80, so 65 plus. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yep. Which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself a Cuban-American, yes or no?
No. Am I a Cuban-American? No.
No, thank you. In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you, sir. I've been having the same response all day long. Thank you so much, Mel. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, sir. You have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Thank you. You're very kind.